one of the things that I love about this time of year is that you go up on top of a mountain and you see all of these beautiful colors. And for the first time this year, I looked out and I thought, wait a second, why are they doing that?
I know, we just take it for granted. Like, all of a sudden, there's all this color and it's gone. And we're like, that was beautiful. But we don't tend to question, what just happened?
Right. What on earth is making these leaves change from their usual beautiful green to these brilliant hues of yellow and orange and sometimes even red?
That's right.
Well, today we are in Underhill State Park, and we're going to meet with a man named Josh Hallman, and he is a forest health specialist with the Vermont Forest Parks and Recreation Department.
Josh knows a lot about what's going on with what's called fall phenology.
And how what he does helps us figure out what's happening in the forest around us.
Well, and here's the silly thing. We're up here at elevation on the side of Mount Mansfield, basically, and we got to crunch through the snow to go find Josh. So let's head up the trail. And we'll meet up with them.
Let's go.
I'm Ken McFarland.
And I'm Sarah Zahendra.
We're biologists with the Vermont Center for Eco Studies.
Welcome to Outdoor Radio.
Hey, Josh, where are we headed now up through this nice, crunchy, fresh snow?
Yeah, we're just headed to one of our plots that we monitor fall phenology at here at Underhill State Park. And we're looking for some yellow birch trees to determine how far along they are in the fall color process and leaf drop.
We're looking at a very big yellow birch, right?
That's right.
And what are you doing when you look at one of these trees?
So what we try and do when we get out here in the fall is estimate the portion of the crown that is undergoing that fall color change. So how much of the crown of the tree is not green, but is either yellow, orange, or red. And we try and estimate that on a percentage basis so that we can say 50% of this tree is colored or 30% of this tree is colored. And at the same time that we're doing that, we're also evaluating how many leaves have come down from that crown.
Today looks like it's going to be really
today's
easy.
Today's a really easy day for us.
I can't believe what's happened basically overnight.
It really is not much longer than overnight. I was out here Friday, and these trees had 30 to 40% of their foliage on them. And today, you look up there, and you'd be lucky if you find a leaf or two.
Yeah. And so 30 or 40% of the leaves were on it on Friday, and they were all already changed colors, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, they were. At this elevation that we're at, all the trees here had changed color by this point on Friday.
In 3 days. How's that happen?
What's happening with the tree as it's losing its leaves is it's basically getting ready for winter. There's a number of things that the leaves are responsible for gathering for the tree. You know, through photosynthesis, the leaves are producing the food and the energy for the trees. And in the wintertime, all of those materials need to be translocated is the word that we use for it. So taken from one tissue and put into different tissues so that it can actually be stored. So these hardwood trees go through a senescence process where those materials that are generated in the leaves get taken down the tree through the trunk into the roots and stored for the wintertime. And at the same time, the leaves are undergoing this change so that they'll fall off and the tree won't have to expend any energy to keep them on the tree.
So the material is coming out of the leaves. What is it, like starches or something?
It's carbohydrates, yeah.
Carbohydrates.
So starches, sugars. And that sort of thing. And during this time of year, there are even before the leaves fall off, there are these conversions of starch to sugar that actually have a role to play in some of the color that we see.
Well, so I want to backtrack for just a second. And when I'm looking at these trees in the summertime, the leaves are all this beautiful color of green. And that's because of chlorophyll, right?
Right, exactly.
And so when I look up at the trees in September, October, there isn't much green on them, but there's a lot of yellow and a lot of orange. So tell me about what that process is and where does the chlorophyll go and why are these yellows and oranges coming out to show themselves now?
Right. And what's happening is that chlorophyll degrades and goes away because it's very expensive in terms of energy for the tree to have that going on. These different pigments show themselves that actually were there, but the chlorophyll kind of masks them during the summertime.
So once that chlorophyll stops, then that's when we start getting this beautiful golds and yellows we see.
You start to see that exactly. As the chlorophyll goes away, they show themselves a little more.
I'm starting to see red too. So where is that red coming from?
So that's a different pigment entirely. That's what's called anthocyanins that are produced in these leaves. And while chlorophyll and these yellow and orange pigments start to sort of degrade as the fall progresses, these anthocyanins, for a very short period of time actually, are increasing their production. And so that's what's happening is you have less and less of the color that's been around all summer. These red pigments start increasing. And so that's why you get these.
Oh, wait. So the tree is actually making the red pigments?
Yeah. Exactly.
And flushing them into the leaves kind of deal? Or is it made in the leaf?
It's made in the leaf.
In the leaf.
Exactly. It's more visible because of the degradation of the other pigments.
And what's the point of a tree making a red pigment? Because it seems like a lot of energy to expend if it's just going to drop its leaf.
Yeah, it seems like a waste of time unless it's just for leaf peepers.
Right.
<You know? laughs> So remember that one of the things that these leaves are doing during this period in the fall is, like we mentioned before, they actually are taking the starches, the sugars, and transporting them into other tissues within the tree. So it would be a bad situation for the trees to lose their leaves and have damage done to the leaves before all those compounds are put into those tissues for storage. There needs to be some way to protect the leaf to make sure that it's able to complete that process before the leaf falls off.
Oh, it's buying it time.
It's buying it time because these anthocyanin compounds, these red pigments, are really important as a protective compound. They're a type of antioxidant, and you hear about antioxidants for us.
Yeah.
You know, they protect us from cellular damage, from all sorts of injury. And so for this very brief window, these red pigments and anthocyanins are helping those leaves actually complete that process of translocating the carbohydrates to different tissues within
like
the tree.
It's almost like a sunscreen for them, right?
Yeah,
it's
many
like,
people have actually referred to them as
oh, really?
Sunscreen. Yeah.
So you've been doing these plots for almost 25 years now, right?
That's right, yeah.
What is studying and monitoring the phenology of these trees, how does it help us?
Here in Vermont, I think it does two things, really. For folks that live in Vermont and that rely on the foliage for a lot of income in terms of tourism, it gives the public kind of a sense of how fall color progresses, when peak tends to be.
So, yeah, after 25 years, you must have a pretty good grip, given some error, on what week is the best then.
That leads to kind of the second thing that's really interesting about this is that because it's a long-term data set that we've compiled, it gives us some insight into the way things have changed over the years. And so maybe 25 years ago, peak might have been, you know, the last week in September or something like that. We've seen over this time that the peak color and the main time for leaf drop has actually become later during that time period. So
really?
It's looking at the influence that that climate has had on us here. And
How much later?
What we're seeing based on the average is since we started recording our fall phenology data, that on the average, that foliage is peaking about 8 days later in that 25-year period.
Wow, over a week later.
Yeah.
So this is probably another sign of climate change happening in Vermont. It's happening. I mean, 8 days is a pretty significant change.
It is significant, and when we even run it statistically, it shows significance.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I'm starting to become an icicle.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Josh, for bringing us out here. I mean, you've taken leaf peeping to a whole new level.
Oh, my pleasure.
It's amazing.
And now when I'm sitting on the top of a mountain looking out over all of those glorious colors, I will be able to answer the question to myself, why are the trees doing this? Because clearly it's not just for leaf peeping.
That's right, yeah.
All right, let's head out. I'm Kent McFarland.
And I'm Sarah Zahendra.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoor Radio.